Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is caller's choice. Bob in Michigan, if you're still listening, please give us a call back. We'd love to hear your thoughts. But today is open line. We're accepting calls on any subject you want to talk about today, and that number is 800-313-9443. Again, the number 800-313-9443. So give us a shout. Let us know what you're thinking on any subject. It's all up to you today. Now's the time to get your voice heard, so give us a shout.
You know, Lori, what Jerry from Chicago was talking about, you know, is really a concern of mine. You know, he distills his water, and I think a lot of people stop at that step of, you know, and taking out all those minerals that are beneficial. You know, I think that over a period of months, like he was saying, that can be dangerous for somebody. You know, not that, you know, I agree, you got to get the glyphosate and stuff like that out of the water, but I just hope people remember to, you know, put those trace minerals back in when they're all done.
Right.
So, you know, that's just one of those things you got to think about. You know, another thing that I'm trying to set up for us, as you know, is rotating our canned stuff. In other words, using the oldest first, the newest last. And I think that's something else. You know, I think a lot of people buy this stuff and then they just forget about it. Well, it's true. In right conditions, these canned goods can keep a very long time. They do lose a little of their nutritional value, but not much after, you know, the expiration date. But it's still pretty well good enough to keep you alive. And, you know, but I think that we need to, in fact, I plan on doing some of it today after I get my web work done. I'm going to go downstairs where our canned good stuff is and rotate it. And another thing people can do on their food is not keep it all in one place. You know, that's a mistake we made because when Obama was in office, we were in our little shelter area under the stairs. I was wanting to keep the food as close as possible. But that's something you and I need to look at.
Right. Well, people also don't realize that when you go into stores like in Walmart, you see the employees actually pulling things toward the front. They've actually gone in and put the newer stuff in the back and the older stuff in the front. So it is being bought up first.
Right.
But people like myself who have worked for Walmart in the past and have done what we call facing, which is just what I just said, putting the newer stuff in the back, the older stuff in the front, so it's bought first. We usually have a tendency to look at the bottom of things or in the very back of things to grab things. So, you know, but yeah,
right.
It's always
grab
a good thing
the freshest
to
first.
Right. So it lasts longer.
Well, that's a good thing. That's an excellent thing to do. You know, we could sit here on the phone and talk about prepping tips all day. You know, as you well know, or one of my newest and favorite hobbies now is canning. And I know you don't have a lot of interest in it, but I actually enjoy doing it. You know, I got sold on the idea. And I'll tell you what I did. And you might or might not remember this. When we were first married on my first boat to Nathan Hale, in the drop-in where we kept all the canned goods back in a corner, I actually found a can of bacon that was canned, you know, olive drab, and it was marked 1942. And in 1981 or 82, 39, 40 years later, we opened it just to see if it was good. And by God, it was as good as the day it was cooked. You know, so canned goods, if they're stored properly, you know, will last a really long time. So, but I'm learning how to can meats and soups and all now, folks. And I actually enjoy doing it. You know, we started out with the easy stuff like tomatoes and salsa and vegetables, and now we're into, you know, poultry, deer. I think we've even got some, I know we've got a whole ham canned. And if I remember correctly, that was off a wild hog. I might be wrong. Okay, we've got a caller, HD FEMA 4 on line 9. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Spencer. Yeah, I just was wanting to check in a little bit on the water. My wife and I have got four hospital-grade 55-gallon drums of tap water with chlorine, and then we're going to run it through a Berkey filter, and, you know, it'll last a while. But, and we've got some life straws that'll be handy. We carry those in the cars, and, you know.
Right.
But I was, my big question is the geoengineering. Are we ever going to get that shut down?
I'll
hang up and let you guys talk about it.
No. Please don't hang up. Hang on, okay? Let me tell you what I've heard, and I want to get your response. Dane Wigginton put out an email yesterday or the day before connecting the death of the honeybees, the severe population reduction, with aluminum sulfate, which is sprayed. Have you heard anything about that? Okay, I guess he did hang up. I don't know if we're ever going to get this geoengineering stopped. At this point, from what I've read, I'm not sure if it can be stopped. You know, I don't know what the rapid termination of these chemtrails and all would do. You know, would it cause a violent backlash? Would it cause stuff to start to return to normal slowly? I don't know. But I do agree that it needs to be stopped. And fact is, I'm going to be trying to contact Dane this month to get him on the show, either on the third Saturday of the month or the first Saturday of March. Excellent guest, incredibly knowledgeable. This guy has given up everything to fight this geoengineering. Very, very smart man, and I'd love to have him on the show again. I had him on John Moore's show, a year ago or so? Maybe more than that, but I want to get him back again. I still got his phone number. So, anyway, let's see. Call in number 800-313-9443, and we've got Dave in Nevada first, and then we're going to go to Steve in Texas. But first, let's go to Dave in Nevada on line 3. Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
Doing good, sir. How about yourself?
Not bad. Yeah, I just wanted to say a few things about a few of the past callers. I guess you guys are doing open lines, but with regards to the Mexican invasion of this country, one of the things people need to realize about that is that it's part of a greater communist plan. The invasion of Mexico into the West, and how kind of that was accomplished was through the Mexican Revolution back in the 1800s. The Mexican Revolution was essentially a communist revolution,
and it was.
I don't know if many people know about that. You sound like you know about that, Tim.
I know some about it. Okay, but you know, you look. All right, first, what year was the Mexican Revolution? I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know the exact year. It was about the late 1800s, like the 1860s,
right.
Around there.
That's what I thought.
Now, look at the people
from the Communist Party that were coming from Europe in the 1860s. You look at who President Lincoln had as advisors and cabinet members, you know. You look at that, and then all comes together right there. And that wasn't just the United States that was targeted. It was Mexico also. So, you know, I firmly believe when you say it was a communist-inspired revolution, I absolutely agree with that. And all you've got to do is look at the current form of government. I mean, socialism is everywhere. And I didn't mean to jump all over you. You talk. And then we're going to go to Steve.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah, you're right, because it coincides with Communist Lincoln, and it coincides also with, not too many people know this, there was a war of revolution in Italy. That was a communist revolution as well. And that involved the papal
state. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, people don't really look at what was happening in Europe, but there was a bunch of stuff happening in Europe, and no one was paying attention because the Civil War was going on.
Right.
At any rate, what's going on really is, and if you couple that with the communist takeover of the Catholic Church, you're looking at basically a pseudo it's what I don't know how else to call it, but basically a pseudo Catholic influenced invasion, because the Catholic Church was essentially, they taught these Latin Americans this thing called liberation theology. It was basically, what it is it's basically a theology based on liberating the poor. Okay?
Right.
So what they taught these people was that Christianity is all about poor people. It's not about anybody else. It's about saving the poor, which is what you are. You're all poor people. And so you have a right as poor people to be revolutionaries. That's what they, yeah. That's what happened when the teaching was infiltrated by these communists. And another thing is that during that same time, I don't know if many people know this either, Leon Trotsky was, exiled himself into Mexico because he was a target for assassination. He ultimately got assassinated, but he was in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution.
Now that's a little gem that I didn't know, but it makes sense.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you something else interesting. Did you know that Leon Trotsky knew how to speak English?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I saw a video of this guy speaking almost perfect English. It's really, I mean,
wow.
when you dig into these things, it's really odd, but there's a bunch of things happening during the Civil War that coincide all at the same time worldwide. It wasn't just the Civil War. The whole thing was, the whole world was under a communist kind of grip. They just didn't call it communism.
Right.
They didn't know what it, because they didn't know what it was at the time.
Yeah, I would say you're probably right. Now that I think about it, I didn't mean to pause there and not answer right away. It just dawned on me that what you said is probably correct, or most likely
it
correct.
No, it is, because what I'm saying is that back during the Civil War, they didn't use the term communism. The term did not exist, but Karl Marx was alive. Do you see what I'm saying? It wasn't
right,
really
exactly.
Widespread or understood. It wasn't understood.
Okay, cool. All right. More thoughts, Dave? We've got a bunch of callers hanging on.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to.
Right.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, thank you for your call. It's greatly appreciated. Next, we go to Steve in Texas. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It's a great show today. A lot of great callers. I really appreciate your last caller. Kind of took me away from what I was going to talk about. My goodness, but he's so right on that. Abraham Lincoln's pen pal was no more than a young Lenin himself. And
I agree.
All the spies of the United States that were spying on the United States during the Cold War, they always went to the Russian embassy in Mexico City. You know, if
now
you ever watch
one
the movie,
I didn't know,
Falcon
I
and the Snowman, watch The Falcon and the Snowman, that movie on Netflix, and you'll see they always went to Mexico City. Lee Harvey Oswald went to, he went to Mexico City to talk to the Russians at the embassy. There are a lot of other spies that have been photographed going to the Russian embassy back then, and it's just everything correlates together. Like your last caller, your last caller was an amazing caller, by the way. He's right on
this. Agree.
The Civil War, everything he said about it was spot on as far as the research that I know. Others may disagree, that's fine, but I called for another reason. This is real survival, and you know, we're all going to, I live in a rural area out in the countryside out here in Texas and stuff. And, you know, I just, for the first time in my life, I started hunting last week. I started hunting both dove and rabbit. And I've never done that before in my life. And
really?
I did it with a 22 caliber nitro piston air rifle. And I had to get past that squeamish kind of, hey, I have to clean this. I have to skin this. And I'm telling you, it was grueling, but I learned it, and I did it on my own. I didn't have anybody teach me how to do it, but everyone's going to have to learn to do this. It's very vital.
Exactly.
This is the chain that God gives us for protein. And a lot of people say, hey, you know, I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that, or the HEB. And, you know, when that all shuts down, you're just going to have to get on your own and take care of things yourself. And I'm getting to that point
you're
where...
Right.
I've gotten to the point now where I can hunt. I can hunt fowl. I can hunt small game. And, wow, I'll tell you, it was like this liberation moment that, wow, I got a rabbit. I'm going to put it in my crock pot with some onion, some garlic, some nice potatoes that I grew in my backyard. And it was an amazing feast. And I just tell everybody, get out there and do it. It just doesn't take a lot of money. I got my air rifle super cheap at a pawn shop for $100, and it was a .22 caliber. .177 is not good enough. You need a .22 caliber. And you can get those up Pyramid Air. And I learned that from John Moore. And when he started talking about
it,
I researched it. Oh, man.
I love it.
It is the best. And it's quiet. It's simple. It's basic. And by the way, what I'm also into is I'm into dehydrating. I have a dehydrator. And I have jars and jars of dried onion, dried peas, and everything that I would get on special during the summer that they would be selling during harvest season. I'd just buy a bushel of this and that, and I'll spend the entire week just dehydrating one particular thing. If I get a big batch of onions, I dehydrate that. If I get a big batch of peas or snow peas or something like that, or they're locally grown in this area, I just spend the whole time dehydrating with my dehydrator. And I put them in ball jars, and I'm telling you, I'm set up. It doesn't take a lot to get ready.
Now, I'm curious, do you put one of those oxygen absorbers in each jar of the stuff you dehydrate?
No, I don't use those. I just keep them in a cool, dry place in the dark. They last pretty good. I've been doing it for years, and I've never had any spoilage. But I rotate a lot.
Cool.
I rotate a lot, like your other caller said. You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
Each jar, I put a little label with the date on it that I jarred it, and I just keep an eye on it. I have, like, stacks and stacks of dehydrated fruits and vegetables up on my shelf right here. And it doesn't take
anything.
That's
something I need
to look at. Out in this area, we have a lot of things. We have blueberries, and I could go. During the spring, I go blueberry picking, and I'll pick, like, a 5-gallon bucket of blueberries, and I'll pay the guy super cheap. And I'll spend the entire week just dehydrating them. It's just great. And they have they have peaches up the road for me, and I'll buy like a paper bushel and I'll dehydrate those. And it's just, there's nothing like dehydrated fruit in the morning with your oatmeal.
Well, I bet. That sounds good. You know, I've got to look into dehydrating. I think we've got one, but I just got so amazed and interested in canning that, you know, I guess we forgot about the dehydrator, at least I did, but I think I know we've got one in fact. I'm going to look into that some more.
When I was a kid coming up, my mom spent the entire summer canning. That's all she did. And she did it at night because we didn't have air conditioning. But we had the hugest garden.
Yeah.
She was always putting up tomatoes, making spaghetti sauce, and she would put up pickles. She'd make her own pickles. And I'm going to start getting into that this year. I'm going to start growing cucumbers and stuff. And she even pickled watermelon rinds. You know, we'd have a watermelon that we would grow every year. And it was the most weirdest thing. She would actually take the rinds, clean them off, and she would pickle them. And you would not believe how delicious they were. There's so much you can do to prepare. It doesn't cost you anything.
All jars. You can pickle eggs, which is something
eggs,
I actually enjoy. And,
there's
all kinds of things. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I'll go get going. It's a good show. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Steve. Next, we go to Don in Kansas on line 9. Good morning, Don.
You're making me hungry.
I know the feeling. I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. All right, buddy, hang on. We got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know
40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I am a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Caller's Choice. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, the number 800-313-9443. We have a couple callers on the line. Right now we're speaking with Don in Kansas. Are you still there, Don?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello. I was wondering if Tim had seen that article on the British firing that test fire in the Trident down there and having problems.
Okay, I was taking my phone off mute, Don. Can you ask that question one more time?
I was wondering if you saw the article where I was reading about the British having problems with test firing their Trident down off Florida there.
You know, are you still there, Don?
Yeah.
No, I guess I don't.
Oh, okay. Did you ever fire missiles off the Florida and test fire on your boat?
Oh, okay. I misunderstood what you said. Yeah. That was Poseidon, C-3 Poseidons on the boat I was on. Yes, we did go down to Autech. We did shoot missiles a couple of times. I actually got to shoot one of them with the firing key, which was great.
And did that boat just bounce up and down when you shot them off, or they pump?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like being in an elevator for just a second while the water fills up the missile tube.
Yeah,
and but that only lasts maybe a second or two.
I'll tell you. I can't. You know, anything on debris, I can't say. But I can tell you one thing: we kept secret from the British when we fired ours is that we had, I mean, I saw them take the warheads off us, but we got multiple warheads. You know why we kept it a secret?
Why?
Because anything the British got, the communist spies would get it.
Oh, okay. How long ago were you in?
Well, these fires, when I was down there, fires in 70.
Okay. I didn't go in until 80, and MIRVs were pretty much open source knowledge back then when I went in. So, and I know that now the Brits have Trident D4s, and of course, you know, they can carry a bunch of independent reentry vehicles.
Mm-hmm. So. But the other thing they have to do is here is this guy, trust guy, kind of get a pardon for taking pictures on there, you know. I don't know if you saw
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. And, you know, what I don't know about when you were in, but when I was in, everything that was so classified and, you know, they covered up all the instrumentation and control with Naugahyde covers with snaps on them and all that. You know, the thing is, the Russians knew all of that all the time. I don't know who we were hiding it from.
Well, the only thing I could imagine being in the weapon systems or in the reactor compartment. That's all I can think of.
Right. I agree. But as far as, you know, we used to be told to say that the boat could go faster than 20 knots and go below 400 feet. You know, that's what we were told to say.
Well,
and I'm like...
I know the names of them all, but, I mean, I don't know if it's classified today or not. I don't say nothing.
Well, let's not say it anyway, just in case.
All right. Okay.
Well, you know, the last thing I would ever want to do is damage to our country by saying something I shouldn't.
I don't, you know, I've been to breach of many things, and that's how many years ago? 30-some, 40-some years ago, 40-some years.
Yeah.
So they've been there a long time, but I'm quite sure they're manned perfectly, and I don't worry about them.
Right.
They're the ones.
No, I'm not going to worry about it either.
I don't either.
Hey. All right. Say that one more time. Our parrot's going nuts downstairs.
What? Your parrot?
Yeah, macaw.
No. Well, another thing I'll mention.
Sure.
This is kind of off the wall. You know, I'm 72. We could make our oxygen, you know, with seawater, electrolysis.
Oh, yeah.
The same way that process, you know, you divide oxygen, you discard the hydrogen, but these guys making these hydrogen cars are doing that, you understand? And every time they're going to make one, they seem to kick the bucket real quick when they make it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a threat to the, you know, the petroleum industry.
Right.
So, and by the way, I never did see any of those maps you're talking about. That was before my time. I saw a lot of classified maps, but not as
all right. Well, thank you for your call. It's greatly appreciated, Don. We'll be back in a couple minutes, folks.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. We have three callers on the line. Our first caller is Larry out of Washington on line three. Larry?
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question about water. You know who Bragg's, the family Bragg's? They have Bragg's vinegar, Bragg's this and Bragg's that.
I know the brand.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of the books on Bragg's. One's on vinegar and one's on water. And she says to use distilled water because your body can... I'm on a well. She says your body cannot assimilate inorganic minerals out of water.
Okay.
I disagree with that, Larry. I'm not being mean or anything, but I personally disagree with that on multiple levels. If the Creator put it in the water, I got a feeling we need it. That's the first level. Secondly, if... You know, I don't believe there would be so many of these supplements being sold that provide trace minerals for the specific purpose of putting back into the water after you get the bad stuff out. If there was no reason for it to be there, people wouldn't buy it. Now, that's my personal opinion, and if all it is personal opinion. I'm not backing it up by science. I don't know. Okay?
Well,
I would rather have it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
I say she's backing up the simulation of inorganic. I mean, your cells cannot break it down, and that's why you eat fruits, vegetables, and so on. Is you're putting those trace minerals in by that. And
okay.
Another thing I have, I've been at looking at the New World Order since the early 70s.
Right.
It almost offends me when somebody uses the word communism when in place, in reality, it should be Zionism. Because all of them, Marx was, his real name wasn't Marx, Trotsky, it was Bronstein, I mean, come out and say the truth.
All right, you're right, okay, but let me explain to people that don't understand the difference between Zionism and the Jewish people. There is a difference, okay? Zionism is a concept. The Hebrew or Jewish people are a race. It's two different things. You know, just like you have Arabs, who are a race, and Islam, which is a geopolitical structure that controls every facet of one's life. Okay? So go ahead. You know, I just wanted to point that out.
Well, basically, all of them that are said it, that occupy the land of Palestine now are Ashkenazi. They're Eastern European Jews that back during the seventh century adopted Judaism. And if you study Judaism, they happen to be the same group that Christ, when he was on earth, every time he would bitch at somebody, it was always the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Correct.
And they brought that, the Babylonian religion, and they changed it in from Israelite. Israel, when Jacob's name was changed, Israel meant follower, follower of the true God. Israelite was the followers. It has nothing to do with genetics. Because Adam was really from the land of Ur, which was Persia. So, I mean, this whole argument, oh, it's communism. That's why McCarthy, back in the 50s, had he come out and said, hey, look at all these people over here happen to be from this tribe. And do you imagine what he would have got?
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, any other points you want to make?
No, bud, that's it.
All right, well, I thank you for your call very much, Larry. Hope you call back again next week. Next we go to Rick in Missouri, I believe, on line five. Is that right, Larry?
Yes, on line five.
Hello. Good morning, Spencers. I'm back. Hey, the reason that I'm calling back.
And
Lori
said after we talked last night that you and I wouldn't have anything to talk about today. Remember her saying that?
Right. Yeah, call me after the show. I don't think I'm done.
Okay.
Listen, with respect to the trace mineral thing,
yeah.
I began to think
wrong,
about that after.
In, buddy.
No, I don't think so. I started looking this up on the internet because I became a little concerned. And I have heard of issues related to missing trace minerals in your system, and I began to wonder about that, and I noticed several things with almost no effort at all. One is that there is this quart of stuff that I'm getting from Dr. Myers, which is called Restore, and basically it's to restore your gut health using trace minerals. Now, I'm paying $70 a quart for this stuff. But
wow.
And that's that, yeah, I know, and that's fine to that end, that's fine. But I began to look at
some of the other products. And on Amazon Prime, they've got, you know, trace minerals in liquid tablets and all this. And what they're saying is that these trace minerals, you're supposed to take them, you know, to replace the trace minerals that are no longer in the soil, so they're not being transmitted and expressed by your crops or your fruits and vegetables. So, you know, and you've heard Deagle and other people talk about, you know, our dead soil and the fact that they're spraying it nonstop with aluminum doesn't help anything at all. So,
well, he's right.
The trace mineral thing seems like a reasonable situation. 6 months ago or so, I looked up the spectral analysis for salt because I began to get curious about this. And if I'm not mistaken, a spectral analysis is done with a mass spectrometer. It's how they determine the content So if you look at salt, you get NaCl, you have sodium, and you have chloride, sodium chloride salt.
Right.
If you look at the spectral analysis, so you're talking, you know, two lines of print. If you look at the spectral analysis of pink Himalayan sea salt, the spectral analysis goes on for 7 pages. The trace, I know it, and I'm talking, you know, print, single lines. They have, I don't think there is a substance on this earth that isn't in Himalayan pink sea salt. And, of course, that is not to be confused with pink curing salt. Those are not the same things at all.
Right.
So you can buy...
One's deadly poisonous and the other one you need, yeah.
Right. So you can buy the... The reason I say this is I noticed the prices on some of these trace minerals, and from that point of view, I'm a little worried about Jerry. They're asking a lot of money for trace minerals. So, and you can buy Himalayan sea salt at Sam's Club for $4 a pound. So I think the question, you know, that I am asking here, and I am actually asking the question, not stating a fact, is, is this like the silver thing? I can make colloidal silver for about a penny a quart, but if you go down to the health food store, they want $30 for that. Are these trace minerals nothing different than $4 a pound Himalayan sea salt? Is this
what
it is? I need a genius to call in and say so. I would love to know that, because if that's the case, Jerry can probably save a boatload of money, you know, by putting a certain amount of pink sea salt. And, you know, if you're wondering, look up the spectral analysis of Himalayan pink sea salt, and you're going to see it is virtually, you can't read it. I mean, it's 7 pages of names you've never heard before. You know, chromium, palladium, vanadium, you know, boron, God only knows what else. It's all in there. Well, how about unobtainium? That's in there.
No, never heard of that one.
All right. No, I think that was, that was something out of a sci-fi movie. Anyway, I wanted to pose that question just in case we can all save boatloads of money by buying and consuming the Himalayan pink sea salt, maybe even on our food. I use it as a condiment, just so I don't have to use sodium chloride. So anyway, I wanted to put that out there and see if anybody, I think so, and it tastes good. So if anybody has any comments, I'd really be interested in it.
All right, thanks, Rick. That's a good question.
Thanks,
maybe somebody can answer it.
Well, that'd be swell. Thanks a million.
All right, thank you, Rick. Lori, who's our next caller?
We have two callers waiting. Our first caller is from Francis in North Carolina on line 9. Are you still there, Francis?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Hoping it's warm, if not a little bit chilled as usual for the weather, depending on where you're at. Straight off the bat, I am one that will ruffle feathers with not an issue. So in case some of my commentary does do that, I've been forewarned.
Well, good. Bring it on.
Well, with that being said, as far as this whole scenario with Trump is concerned and any other commander-in-chiefs or however you want to call it, for that matter, I have been on the fence about this dude, let alone Hillary, for many years since his predecessor had left the White House, for that matter, since they all basically ad nauseum. And I will... gladly admit, I am a proud tinfoil hat wearer. I will wear it as a designer series, for that matter. And that is no
joke. I love it.
So someone calls me that, I'm like, yes, it's a designer series. What do you think of the styling? You know, that sort of thing. But anyway,
right.
There's a lot of things I find so far that's been intriguingly like, okay. And then there's some things I'm like, uh-huh, okay, now we're barking up the wrong tree. Or,
right.
You know, so forth, ad nauseum. So it's a wait-see scenario with this guy. Now, especially since he ran under the Republican ticket, which I thought was rather questionable, because if he was for the people, why would he not run under an independent ticket instead of Democratic or Republican?
I'll tell you why, Francis. I understand his thinking on this. I truly do. An independent would not be taken as serious as a serious candidate, which he wasn't, if you remember. He couldn't have been in the debates, most likely. I think that's why he did it. But even the Republicans in the House and Senate are, you know, from what I read, you know, reading between the lines, basically saying that he is no Republican. You know,
yeah.
I believe he is an independent, but he's got to pretend to be a Republican. Otherwise,
well,
he's not going to get anything done.
I think it's more because of the fact he was paying for his own bills as far as the political scene goes and the media is concerned, which he called down later on. And
right.
Because basically, money talks and words walk as far as D.C. goes and the District of Criminals is concerned. So as
right.
far as that
I call
goes,
it a dirty city.
Well, that works too. Go figure. Here's the reason
yeah.
why I won't go near it with a 10-foot pole if I can avoid it. As far as the surviving out in the country and so forth is concerned, this may have been covered. I don't know. And, yes, I thought that the thing about the Himalayan salt was interesting, considering that how do you know you've really got Himalayan salt and not just salt that's been colored pink or dyed pink.
Right.
As far as country living is concerned, it may have been addressed, but I'm wondering about the aspect of animal husbandry and how they're living and what the, if there is a limitation of how many of this type of breed of animal is concerned that you can have on your farm or homestead is concerned, let alone the food stock for that livestock, whether it's organic or conventional or hybrid or whatever.
All right. Well, I understand what you're asking, okay? Lori and I have lived this life for 27 years. As far what we do, let's start with chickens, okay? We raise
yeah.
chickens, or used to raise a lot of them until I had my open heart surgery and all, and it's taken me a while to get everything back. But we would raise enough chickens to sell them, to have our own meat, to have as many eggs as we wanted. And we also hatch our own instead of buying from a hatchery. Now, that's
mm-hmm.
good for about 5 or 6 generations. They start inbreeding, and then we'll about every 5 or 6 years, we got to go to the hatchery. This year, we're going to also.
Ah.
Now, goats, we don't have any right now. The one doe we had got killed by a dog. And make
dear.
A long story short, one doe for an average family is enough. Now, our size family, we really need 2 for enough milk and milk to make cheese with. Cattle,
okay, so
we...
There's
go
a
ahead, ma'am.
You can have goats for dairy, but also you can also have goats for the fleece, the fur that you can actually work into fiber for yarn and so forth.
Oh, true. Absolutely true.
So yeah, then there's a variable
that
will... goats for this, or do I have a goat for that?
Right. You know, and we've had sheep before, too. I think the most we ever had was 15. But nobody
right.
in the family really likes the meat that much. I mean, we'll eat it, but it's not, you know, something we really prefer. And if
not
we want wool, we've got lots of friends that raise sheep.
Ah, okay.
You know, most of the time they'll just give it to us.
Well, there's something to be said for bartering.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
as far as cattle, we have raised our own steers more than once, butchered them ourselves, you know, packed them, freezed them, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And of course, we do a lot of hunting, too. We have lots of deer meat canned. You know, just stuff like that. Pigs, we've had, oh, my God, I don't know how many pigs we've had. But we've had a bunch. And, you know, we'll butcher one out, a big sow or a big boar. And that gives us meat as far as the pork we want for almost a year. And that's with a family of seven.
Right. Now, you're prompting an interesting question, is that as far as legalities are concerned, whether or not you're in a rural area or whether it's been rezoned or whatnot, as to what you are by, I guess they call codings, zoning laws or whatever is concerned, as to what type of livestock you can have. Now, whenever you look at real estate,
ma'am, hang on just a minute. We got a hard break, okay? So hang on just a minute.
No problem.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Hi, this is Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. We're on the line with Francis, and then we have a couple more callers that we'd like to get in before the end of our show. So, Francis, if you could give us your last thoughts for today, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, not an issue. One, only thing I can think of is remember to breathe and relax and do what you need to protect your homestead and yourself.
Excellent.
Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, friends. Our next caller is Pat from Texas on line 3. Pat, are you?
Oh, hi. I've enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
I've learned that
in Texas, it doesn't always rain, depending on whether the you have good people in office or not. But right now it's raining a lot, really, in Fort Worth. But they have a lot of flat rocks around here, and my husband would bring the flat rocks in, and they ran the side of our house because I don't want to talk about it. But we got the flat rocks, and you can grow vegetables under those rocks when it's not raining too much. You have to have water under something to kind of grow stuff right. In Texas without, yeah. And one time I actually made a mistake. I don't know what happened, but I had a bucket of dirt, and it had no holes in the bottom, and a pepper grew in it in Texas and with no water hardly at all. But there's something called AgriSoak, AgriSoke. I think it was discovered here in Fort Worth. And it's the gel they put in pads for babies, newborn babies, full of them, and you can take those pads and you can take that stuff out, and it'll hold water so bad it'll kill your plant. So I don't think anybody knew that, but one of my friends said, look at this thing here. I laid it down. Look at it. Okay. And, that's enough right there for growing. But you can grow your own little garden and plant flowers around it, like the things that scare out the bugs and stuff like that. If they outlaw gardens like California, they wouldn't even know what a plant was. They would, unless they saw a bell pepper on it or something. So I just wanted to throw that in. And I like more of these shows, and we should more of them.
Thank you
for your call, Pat, very much. Next, we go to Joe in Indiana on line 5. Good morning, Joe. Joe dropped. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to invite you to visit ruralsurvival.info. Tons of free downloads, lots of good articles, things that will help you. It's just a good site. It's completely free. So I hope you will visit the site soon. Lori, we're about ready to go into the end of the show here. Any comments you want to make real quick?
I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners and our callers for their comments and different thoughts that they've given everybody to think about today, and hope that everybody continues to listen and is enjoying the show.
Well, from the response we've gotten, Lori, I think people are really enjoying this show. I mean, our callers are constant. The one thing I'd like to ask people is, especially on these shows when we don't have guests, call in early, okay? Because unfortunately, we wind up at the end of the show, and, we just don't have time for everybody. That makes people frustrated. They call in, they wait on hold for 20 minutes, and then they can't talk. And I understand the frustration, but... if you want to be on the show, I ask you guys to please call in early, anyway, same time, same channel next week, folks. We greatly appreciate your patronage. Hope everybody has a really good week.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.